What's going on, everybody? It's Physical Friday, and today we're going to talk about our upcoming challenge that we've had every year. That is the 10,000 push-up challenge. We've had so many of you become involved in the 10,000 push-up challenge, and this year it's going to be more exciting than ever. We're getting some sponsors involved. We're going to do it for a cause, and I think you're really going to want to be involved. And if you feel like you might not be able to do 10,000 push-ups all by yourself, that's fine. We're going to have a team part two where you can form a team and you can get 10,000 push-ups done with a team. And that means that if you have a team of 10, instead of doing 333 push-ups by yourself, you would do 33 push-ups. Each member of the team would do 33 push-ups a day, which makes it very doable. And it's going to be for a cause, like I said. So I think you're going to want to be involved. A lot of people have asked how they can improve their push-up numbers, and that's what we're going to go over today. And while we're talking about push-up numbers, you might as well increase your sit-up numbers as well. We're going to go over a program that I have used successfully myself to increase my number of push-ups, what I'm comfortable doing, and it is all based upon a 2-minute test. So we're going to go over this right here. I have this on the screen right here. You're going to be able to see it, but you can also go to TomRolandPodcast.com, look up the push-up podcast, and there will be a place for you to get this document, so that you can follow along at home, or you can follow along, as you're doing your workouts. So, as I mentioned, we're going to increase our push-up numbers. So, whatever your push-up numbers are right now, we're going to be able to add on to that in a way that you're going to do it gradually, and you're going to do it percentage-based. So, if you are able to do a lot of push-ups right now, your numbers will be different than if you're someone else that is only able to do a few push-ups. And this is what I mean. We're going to start with a Monday morning session. And after you get warmed up on a Monday morning that you decide to undergo this challenge of increasing your push-ups or sit-ups or both, you will start by getting warmed up. And that Monday morning, this is a Monday, Wednesday, Friday workout, that Monday morning, you will do a 2-minute max push-up test. Okay, so you're going to set a clock for 2 minutes, and you're going to do as many push-ups as you possibly can until failure. Now, if your hips start sagging to the ground, you're done. If you have to go into a pike position, maybe you do that for a second. You come back down and do a couple more push-ups. That's acceptable. But basically, you're doing as many push-ups as you can in 2 minutes. Most people aren't going to be able to go for the full 2 minutes. And you want to do these push-ups like you want to do the real push-ups. So if you're training for an event like an Army physical fitness test, there will be certain standards. The Navy has slightly different standards. The Marines have slightly different standards. Maybe whatever you're training for has slightly different standards. You want to make sure that you understand the standards and you want to do these push-ups to those standards. Many videos on YouTube that can show you whatever the standards are for any Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, any of those tests, if it's a fire test, if it's a police test, if it's any sort of a test, you need to understand what the standards are. So, for instance, some tests will have someone hold a fist under your chest and you will go down and touch your chest. Others will make sure that the elbows go, that the shoulder goes below the elbow. Others, there may be many, many, many different standards. You need to understand what the standards are and you need to test to that. What I'm going to say for this one is let's use the fist on the ground. So you can have a friend put their fist down, have your kid put their fist down, have someone put their fist down, and you go down, touch the fist, and come up. Okay? If you don't have a friend, which I hope you do, But if you don't have one handy, you can get something roughly the same size as the fist. Maybe it's a yoga block. Maybe it's a lacrosse ball. Maybe it's something. And you go down and you touch that as you do a push-up. That's how you determine that you're going to the appropriate depth. Okay, so we're going to set a clock for 2 minutes. We're going to use the standard that we want to use when we complete this test, whatever it is that we're going after. If it's the 10,000 push-up challenge in February, you want to be able to do 10,000 great push-ups, not 10,000 really bad push-ups. So you want to come up with a standard. Let's use the fist on the ground for this. If you are training for something else, use that standard. So you will do 2 minute test max push-ups, okay? Then, if you want to, you can also do sit-ups. And I'm not going to mention sit-ups anymore. We're just going to talk about push-ups, but you can apply this exact same formula to sit-ups. So that's in the morning. So in the evening, you would then start your training. And this training is going to be the same every single week, but the percentages are going to change. And the training is you will do 5 rounds. And 1 round is 60 seconds. Okay, so then below that, it tells you what the percentages are. So you take the results of this fitness test, this first test that you did, okay, and let's just say you did 30 push-ups in 2 minutes. Now we're going to apply that here. So 5 rounds, every 60 seconds, you're going to do 30% of your test one. So 30% of 30 is 9. So you will do 9 push-ups every 60 seconds for 5 rounds. Then when you complete those 5 rounds, you'll wait until the clock turns back to the top of the minute again, and you will do as many push-ups as you possibly can. Okay, you're going to be fatigued. It's not going to be as many as your fitness test. So let's say you did 30 in your fitness test. You've now done 5 sets of 9, and you're going to do the most you can do. Maybe it's 25. Okay, so that's it. That's Monday. On Tuesday, we're going to repeat this exactly. 30% of your test one score, 5 rounds every 60 seconds. So again, 30% of 30 is 9. You will do 9 push-ups every 60 seconds. On Friday, we're going to do the same thing, 5 rounds every 60 seconds, but we're going to increase the percentage to 35% of your test one. So 35% of 30 equals 10.5. We're going to round up to 11. So you will do 11 push-ups every 60 seconds for 5 rounds. And when you complete that, you'll wait until the top of the minute, and then you'll do a single set of as many push-ups as you can possibly get. Okay, so that's Monday, that's Wednesday, that's Friday. We're at 35%. On week two, we're going to return on Monday, and we're going to repeat the same workout we did on Friday, which is 5 rounds every 60 seconds, 35% of our max rep scored on the first test. That is 11. So we'll do 11 push-ups 5 times. At the top of the last minute, we'll do 1 round of as many push-ups as we can possibly get. That's Monday. On Wednesday, it's the same workout again. We're going to bump up the percentage. 5 rounds every 60 seconds, 40% of your max of your test one score. So 40% of 30 equals 12. So we're going to do 12 push-ups on the top of the minute, every minute for 5 minutes, followed by 1 round of max push-ups. On Friday, here we are again. We're doing the exact same workout again. We're at 40%. We've got 40% of 30 equals 12. We're going to do 12 push-ups at the top of the minute, every minute for 5 minutes. And at the next top of the minute, we're going to do as many push-ups as we possibly can to complete our week. Now we move into week three. And week three starts with a push-up test. You've just put in 2 good weeks of work. You can expect that your numbers are going to go up. So you're going to warm up. You're going to set the clock for 2 minutes, and you're going to do as many push-ups as you possibly can, repeating the first test. But this is going to reset our benchmark. So now, let's say, for example, instead of 30, you did 40 this time. Excellent. Good work. 10 more. Fantastic. It's working. In the PM session, we're going to do 5 rounds every 60 seconds, 30% of our test 2 score, which is 40. 30% of 40 equals 12. So instead of 9, we're doing 12 this week. So we do 5 rounds of 12, followed by 1 round of as many as we can do. On Wednesday, we do the exact same thing again, 30%. We're going to do 5 rounds of 12, followed by 1 round of max push-ups, as many as you can do. Friday, we bump it up to 35%, 5 rounds every 60 seconds, 35% of 40 equals 14. So this time we're doing 5 rounds of 14, followed by a one round of max, as many as you can get. On week 4, we are doing the exact same workout again. 14 is 35% of 40. We do 5 rounds of 14, followed by 1 round of max rep push-ups. On Wednesday, we move it up to 40% of 40, which is 16. 5 rounds of 16, followed by 1 round of max push-ups. On Friday, we repeat that workout exactly. 40% of 40 is 16. So 16 push-ups 5 times at the top of the minute, followed by our max number of reps. So then on week 5, we would retest, which is going to reset the number. So on week 5, warm up, set the 2 minutes. You do another test and you got a little bit better. Good for you. Now you're at 45. Now you're going to use the exact same formula to reset your numbers. So it's a 2-week program and then you retest. And then you do this. You can see how it works. On the first test, we did 30% on Monday, 30% on Wednesday, 35% on Friday, 35% on the next Monday, 40% on Wednesday, 40% on Friday. And guess what? After you do 40% twice, it's time to retest. You will continue to do this until you get your push-up numbers where you want them. So why would we be wanting to do this now instead of in January, a month before the push-up challenge? The reason is because you want to develop a nice base. You want to develop a nice base of strength. You want to get your tendons and ligaments in shape so that you can do the 10,000 push-ups without injury. Okay? It's very, very important. You just don't want to jump off the couch and do 333 push-ups every day for 30 days. That's what the 10,000 push-up challenge is, if you choose to do it individually. You can also do it as a team this year. So you can choose like what a challenge is for you. Is it 100 push-ups a day? Is it 50 push-ups a day? Is it 30 push-ups a day? And then set up your team accordingly. And not everyone on the team has to do the same number. One person could be doing 200 a day, and you could have, you know, a couple of other people doing another number. That'd be fine. It doesn't matter. The point being, we want to get everybody involved, and we want to get everybody going in this challenge. So we're going to have record participation this year. It's going to be fantastic. This is a great way, not the only way, but it's a great way to improve your push-up numbers. So if you don't feel like you're ready for 10,000 push-ups in February, you can give this a shot and start out where you are. Worry about where you're going to be in February later. Start where you are. So if you can only do 5 push-ups in 2 minutes, that's fine. The percentages all work the same. It's all based on percentage, and it's all based on how many you can do right now. Whether you can do 100 right now, or whether you can do 5 right now, or 1 right now, you can still do this program. And this is it's a program that is, it's like density training, that Ethan Reeves taught us in this podcast. If you go back to the Ethan Reeve podcast, he talked about this, extensively, and it's very good. This is a tried and true program that has worked for many, many people to improve their scores for all of the military fitness tests, all of the first responder fitness tests. It will work for you if you give it a shot. But just as a word of caution, go into it slowly and build up, you know, slowly. You can reset your numbers every 2 weeks and you can make big, big progress. That's how we're going to, this is one place, one example of a program. If you have your own program, awesome. But I do suggest that everyone start to put in some work in preparation for the 10,000 push-up challenge. Okay? So that is this program. It will be available on TomRolandPodcast.com. You can have this exact document. You just go there, probably put in your email address, and you'll have access to the document. So that's where you go, TomRolandPodcast.com. I really hope that you're going to get out there and do some push-ups this year. I'd love to see everyone that's listening to this be part of the 10,000 push-up challenge. That would be fantastic. Like I say, it's going to be much different challenge this year. There's going to be sponsors. There's going to be a cause. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. So looking forward to putting that together and having record participation. And this is how you're going to be able to crush those push-ups. All right, that's Physical Friday for today. We'll see you next week.